Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus
terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Está con nosotros en la línea el biólogo de gatos y probablemente el experto de gatos más reconocido en el mundo, que es el señor Roger Tabor. Lo puede saludar, Mariana, y decirle que mil gracias por estar con nosotros y que bienvenido, y que por favor nos diga por qué los seres humanos, cuando tenemos gato, nos volvemos la loca de los gatos.
Claro que sí, Camila. Mr. Tabor, thank you so much for being with us today. We are very, very excited to have you. And let me start this question, I mean our interview with this question. Why is it that we become crazy cat people when we start to own a cat? What makes us become so obsessed with cats?
Good question. They are quite distinctly different from most other animals that we deal with. For example, if you look at a dog and it sits down, it's likely to be untidy. It slumps. It will run around, it will pant, and so on. Whereas a cat always sits very neatly, very precise, and it has night-reflective eyes, and it looks very soulfully into our eyes, and we end up believing that they can see into our soul. Whether that's true, of course, is an entirely another matter.
Entonces, Camila, es una excelente pregunta. Lo que cree el señor Tabor es que pues son unos animales particularmente distintos, muy distintos a los otros animales que siempre nos rodean. Lo compara al gato con el perro. Si usted mira un perro, pues el perro se sienta mal, así como medio echado, ¿cierto? Corre así desesperado, jadea mucho. En cambio, los gatos son más elegantes, se sientan bien, son muy precisos en sus movimientos, tienen unos ojos súper reflexivos que algunos dicen pueden mirar dentro de nosotros, hacia nuestras almas. Ahora, si eso es verdad o no, pues eso es debatible. Pero digamos que esas son las características que nos generan tanta fascinación con los gatos.
Mariana, hay un mito, y tal vez esta pregunta es muy básica o muy boba, pero de que el gato es el animal más limpio del planeta. ¿Eso es así?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Mr. Tabor, the myth that cats are the cleanest animals in the world, is that true?
They clean themselves in the sense that they spend hours washing. And they have a very special tongue. On their tongue, it's rather like a hairbrush, except instead of bristles standing upright, they point backwards down the throat. So they act as a hook as well as a comb. And, of course, they moisten their tongue as well. So as they go across their fur, they're able to get rid of all sorts of things. This is partly to do with them, again, staying very neat, because by being very precisely ordered, they know where everything is. They have a great self-awareness, and that helps them survive, because unlike dogs, which came from wolves and are pack animals and are much more about operating as a group, cats hunt alone. They are much more solitary, and therefore their awareness of themselves and their environment matters to their survival.
Muy interesante lo que nos dice Gonzalo a la respuesta a su pregunta. Ellos se limpian a sí mismos, duran horas limpiándose, ¿cierto?, con su lengua, y esa lengua es una lengua muy especial. porque es como un cepillo, efectivamente ellos tienen como unas punticas en la lengua, no sé si usted se las ha visto, pero esas punticas no van para arriba, sino que van hacia la garganta del gato, o sea que actúan como un gancho, y con esos ganchos de la lengua pueden coger cualquier cosa que está en su pelaje. Entonces, en ese sentido, pues el sistema del gato, el mismo cuerpo del gato, está muy adaptado para limpiar muy bien. Ellos son muy ordenados, eso es muy importante decirlo, y eso tiene que ver con lo limpio que son, pero también son muy conscientes de sí mismo, y eso es tiene una razón evolutiva. Los perros, por ejemplo, ellos eran parte, o sea, evolucionaron de los lobos, y los lobos venían, siempre andan en manada. Entonces, los gatos no, los gatos son animales más solitarios porque sus ancestros así lo eran, y para poder sobrevivir necesitaban ser mucho más conscientes de su entorno y de sí mismos.
Vanidosos, mejor dicho. Mariana, venga, pregúntele por favor al señor Tabor, al invitado, si es cierto que los gatos tienen personalidad suicida. Y se lo pregunto porque tengo varias amigas ya que tienen gatos que han dejado la ventana abierta y se tiran, literalmente se tiran por el balcón, no importa los pisos que tenga el edificio. Entonces quiero preguntarle si esto es una característica de los gatos.
So, Mr. Tabor, we're worried about those cats that see an open window and somehow, for some reason, choose to jump. And we're wondering why that is. Do some cats have like a suicidal tendencies?
I do apologize. I missed the beginning.
We were wondering about cats that jump out when they see open windows. And we're just wondering if some cats have suicidal tendencies. I mean, because they jump out of windows. Yes.
Well, I suppose you could think in those terms. What's important to realize, of course, is that cats are semi-arboreal. Our domestic cat, like some wild South American cats, for example, like the Margay, they are very good at climbing trees. Not all cats are as good because some are much heavier. But our domestic cat is very, very good at climbing trees. So it is confident moving around even on windowsills and narrow ledges. It's that degree of confidence gives them a great ability to judge how they leap and how they land. They even have little whiskers, which most people don't notice, on the underside of their forearm. So as they land from a jump, they're able to judge very finely how they need to react against that and begin to propel themselves back upwards so as they minimize damage. However, if they live in a high rise, if they live in an apartment very high up, we know from studies that were carried out in New York many years ago that a number of cats have leapt or fallen from unbelievably high levels and survived. There gets a point where if they do fall out of a window that they rotate, they're able to orientate themselves for a better landing. But when it's so high, it's much about reaching a terminal velocity and gradually slowing down, because they're not like flying squirrels, but they can spread out their body and their fur and begin to cut down on the wind. So they, if any animal can cope with going out of a window, they can. We can't.
Ok, Valeria, no son suicidas, sino que en verdad sí están muy bien adaptados para saltar de grandes alturas. Su cuerpo en verdad está hecho para eso. Por ejemplo, hay estudios en Nueva York que nos dicen que hay muchos gatos que saltaron de unos rascacielos, de unos pisos muy altos, e igual sobrevivieron, y eso es porque ellos pueden balancear su cuerpo y el pelaje les ayuda mucho como para, se parecen un poco pero no tanto como a esas ardillas que usted ve volar, que se abren así como volando, bueno, algo parecido pero no a ese extremo. Entonces digamos que esa habilidad que tienen los gatos para caer y para saltar y para trepar árboles, también son muy buenos los gatos domésticos en trepar y en balancearse muy bien, pues eso los hace tener mucha confianza, y de pronto a veces pues no miden bien esa confianza, y pues cuando saltan de estas alturas tan grandes pues se pueden hacer daño, pero en general los gatos son muy buenos para caer parados aún de distancias muy muy largas.
Mariana, por favor, pregúntele al señor Tabor, pues que parece un mito eso de que los gatos son animales domésticos, porque los gatos son indomables, un gato hace lo que le da la gana. ¿Qué hace que sea tan difícil de domesticar un gato en carácter? En hábitos no, en hábitos es muy domesticable, pero en carácter es indomable.
So, Mr. Tabor, the cat, as you said, is a very unique animal. We sometimes think that they haven't been completely domesticated because, okay, yes, like we can feed them and they're with us and they're companions, but their character isn't entirely domesticated. Why haven't we been able to entirely domesticate cats?
I don't think we did domesticate the cat. I don't think we domesticated any animal. I think this is a thing of our ego, where we believe that we've had a dramatic effect on so many other animals. If you look back through, if you like, the evolution of how we've survived on this planet, where you look at things like the development of agriculture, what happened there was not as much a domestication of wheat as a collaboration, a gradual systematically selecting out. And it's the same with dogs from wolves. We didn't magically domesticate them. We cohabited with them over a long period, many, many, many millions of years, until there was an overlap. And it's the same with the cat. What happened with the cat? The cat did not become domesticated until we became domesticated. When we had invented towns, when we had invented surplus of agriculture, so there could be people that were artisans, that were weavers and so on, we suddenly started also inventing accidentally rubbish tips. There was surplus food in the streets. There was waste. This attracted mice. This attracted rats. But also, because cats are good scavengers, it attracted cats as well. So the ancestor of the wild cat is a very shy animal. It lives at very low densities in an arid climate. But by having more food available, the cats were drawn in, they were tempted in, but only the ones that were less shy. So there was a selection pressure just because the food was available and the cats arrived. So in other words, what I'm saying is how we changed our lives is really what caused domestication such as it is. And it was really just favoring a temperament which was less fearful. So if you bear in mind that's what domestication really is with most species, a less fearful animal, then if we just take a cat in from the street, such as a feral cat, it will not be relaxed, it will not be socialized with us. So this is a clue to what makes the difference. For every cat, right at the beginning, when they are newborn, when they open their eyes at 10 days old through to 4 weeks of age, that's the critical period when we should be socializing them, when very gently, with their mother present, we should be playing with them so they're not frightened. If that happens, they become used to us as if we are cats, and therefore, when they become adult, they are less fearful of us. But all of the other characteristics which are there, the ability to hunt, the ability to survive, they don't disappear. They're always there.
Entonces, Ana Cristina, lo que pasa es que nosotros no domesticamos el gato, en verdad no domesticamos a ningún animal. Lo que él dice es que el proceso de domesticación fue más una cosa que pasó paralelamente a cuando nosotros como especie empezamos a domesticarnos a nosotros mismos, es decir, a cambiar nuestros hábitos, a volvernos más sedentarios y demás. Lo que pasó con el gato es que cuando los humanos empiezan a crear ciudades, pueblos y demás, había un surplus de productos de agricultura, agrícolas. Entonces, esto lo que significa es que había más comida por ahí y eso atraía a ratones, por ejemplo, pero también a los gatos, porque los gatos son excelentes buscadores. Y el ancestro del gato doméstico que hoy en día usted y yo podemos tener en nuestra casa, pues es un animal muy solitario, o era un animal muy solitario,
y vivía y era muy tímido. Entonces, lentamente, durante muchos, muchos miles de años, pues este gato empezó a convivir con nosotros y así llegamos al gato que hoy en día tenemos. Ahora, lo que dice él es que, pues, porque este ancestro del animal es tan tímido, es probablemente porque tienen este espíritu tan indomable del que usted nos habla, ¿cierto? Pero sí hay cosas que nosotros podemos hacer para que nuestros gaticos, pues, estén más cómodos con la presencia humana. Por ejemplo, él dice que la etapa fundamental de su vida es como desde los 10 días de nacidos hasta por ahí las 4 semanas de nacidos. Ese momento es un momento muy bueno como para chocholear a los gaticos, porque ellos empiezan a familiarizar mucho con usted. Y en el futuro, cuando ya sean gatos adultos, pues es cuando más van a disfrutar de la presencia humana.
Eso debe ser lo que pasó con mi gata, Mariana, porque mi gata es feliz al lado de cualquier tipo de humano, lo quiere que la consientan todo el día. ¿Será que yo la chocholeé mucho chiquitica y por eso ella es tan intensa y quiere estar todo el día con uno?
Yo creo que sí, pero le voy a preguntar al señor Tabor.
Pero mire, pregúntele al señor Tabor, pero además decirle a los oyentes que este señor escribió un libro que se llama El comportamiento de los gatos, una completa guía para entender cómo funciona su gato. Y pues quisiéramos hacerle mil preguntas, porque pues imagínese, los gatos son todo un mundo, pero yo quisiera que usted le preguntara quizá una última cosa, Mariana. Hay mucha superstición alrededor de los gatos, y yo no sé si esto sea en el mundo entero, pero aquí en Colombia se cree que los gatos lo eligen a uno, que no es uno el que elige al gato. ¿Esto qué tan cierto es? ¿O realmente es pura superstición de nosotros aquí en Colombia?
So, Mr. Tabor, we are in Colombia. There's this belief that cats choose their owners and not the other way around. And we're wondering if that has some element of truth to it.
Yes. it's a very good question, because a lot of people will say that dogs have owners, cats have servants, and it's a joke which is based on the reality that who's in charge, and that's really a bit of anthropomorphism. It's a way of looking at the world, trying to interpret cat behavior through human behavior, when in reality, of course, cats are cats and people are people and dogs are dogs. They all have their own evolution, but that means that their survival is part of the package of when they come with us. If you think about it, having a pet is a bizarre thing to do. Dogs don't have pets. Horses don't have pets, jaguars don't have pets, elephants don't have pets, but human beings do. And it's a strange thing that we have this relationship with cats and with dogs and with some other animals, and it's about something in us that we need dependency. We need dependency of other animals. This is very good for cats, because for cat survival, they're really... and it relates back to your previous question. They really do need to make sure that they can survive. If you bear in mind one thing, that a dog, like a wolf, is part of a machine. It's a cog in a machine, because the pack is the machine. For the cat is the entire machine. So when a cat goes out into the outside world, or it goes around our house, it's having to make decisions all the time which affect its survival. And just because they live with us, where they have realized that we are a good place to live, because there is food there and there is affection there and we're not threatening, they always have to be mindful that that could change. And male cats, more than female cats, tend to have a home range, an area they live in around our houses, around our apartments, which is smaller, about, generally speaking, 10 times smaller than a male will have. And the reason that males tend to have a larger area is not because they eat that much more. They do eat a bit more, but not that much more. It's part of this being ready. They very often will have a number of other houses that they visit, and are always thinking of as a potential place if something goes wrong with the one house. And things do go wrong. If you have not just one cat living with you, but you have two or three or four or five, cats, because they are solitary animals, find this stressful. And the more you have in there, or other reasons of stress, too much noise, too much movement, too much activity, rows in the house, then you may find that some of your cats wander away. They go away. They leave because they're going to a place which is more reliable. And they'll find somewhere else which is better, which will fulfill their requirements to survive. So although they live a domestic life, they are still an animal that has to survive, as we have to survive. We go to work, but we're still at the bottom an animal that has to survive. And if we're on a desert island, we will find that we can catch food. And it's the same with the cat. When the cat leaves home because it has to, because it's forced out, it will find it can survive. Now, part of that survival may be just exploiting another household. So these are things which are very important. So that's why your statement, cats choose owners, is very true. If you have a cat which is stray, then it may come up towards a house and look up at the potential owner who seems a nice person and is not noisy, perhaps is an older person, is quiet, and they'll look up with big, soft eyes and melt the heart of the person who will put down food, and a relationship will develop which the cat realizes has reliability, and so we have a new house.
That is wonderful. Camila. ¿Le traduzco que su gata la escogió a usted y por eso usted piensa que su gata la quiere tanto?
No, lo que quiera traducirme. Pero antes de la traducción, dígale al señor Tabor que mil gracias por estar hoy con nosotros, que quisiéramos hacerle miles de preguntas, que muy amable por habernos atendido y que vamos a leer su libro.
Mr. Tabor, thank you so much for being with us. I'm going to let you go before I translate your answer, but we are very much looking forward to reading your books.
That's very kind.
Bueno, Camila, entonces, es una historia larga, pero eso que usted dice es cierto. ¿Por qué? A ver, el sentido de que los gatos la tienen a usted como sirviente y no como su dueño tiene algún sentido de verdad, porque los gatos son muy solitarios y ellos ven en una casa un refugio, ¿cierto? Entonces, cuando la ven a usted, por ejemplo, cuando su gata la vio a usted, pensó, esta me puede cuidar, entonces por eso la voy a perseguir y por eso me la voy a meter en su casa. A ver, lo que le quiero decir es, los perros, por ejemplo, venían de los lobos, ¿cierto? Son una parte de la máquina. Los gatos no son la parte de la máquina, son la máquina porque andan solos. Entonces, cuando ellos viven con nosotros, ellos se dan cuenta que nosotros les podemos dar comida, que no los amenazamos, que los queremos, que yo no sé qué más. Entonces, ellos son muy conscientes que ese es un ambiente perfecto, pero también son conscientes de que puede cambiar. Entonces, por ejemplo, los gatos machos, muchas veces, si usted tiene una casa, ellos se van de casa en casa, también como tratando de conquistar a distintas personas porque piensan que, bueno, si no me sirvió la casa que en la que yo estoy ahora, me puedo pasar a esta. Ese es el comportamiento de los gatos.
Sí.
Entonces, científicamente sí es cierto lo que usted dice. Los gatos sí escogen a
el
los
otro día
o escogen las casas donde viven.
El otro día vi una historia de un gato que tenía dos casas, dos familias, dos nombres, y iba de casa en casa. 11:56. Hacemos una pausa y después volvemos con las noticias del mediodía. Ahora sí, con cosas un poquito menos serias que los gatos.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.